So here we go with the Indian of Bishul Acher Bishul, which is one of the most famous topics and the most talked about topics because it's very, very lemaisa, and it's very important to us to really understand what it's talking about in order to get down real halacha lemaisa to understand it fully. It's from Siman Shin Yud Ches. We're up to Siv Dalad now, and it's based on a Mishnah in Kuf Mem Hei Amud Beis. Mishnah in Kuf Mem Hei Amud Beis in Masechet Shabbos tells us, Kol Shabbat B'chamim Me'erev Shabbos, Shorin Oto B'chamim B'Shabbos. Anyone who puts anything that went into hot water in Erev Shabbos, that was cooked in hot water in Erev Shabbos, it's allowed to be placed in hot water on Shabbos. Okay? So from over here is very Pasha Diyak from this Mishnah. It sounds that if you cook something before Shabbos, even if it is now cold, you're allowed to re-cook it again, or reheat it again, and that is not going to be problematic. And that's the concept called Bishul Acher Bishul, or for that matter, Ein Bishul Acher Bishul. And that's how we pass in Halacha L'maaseh, really, is based on this Mishnah, is Ein Bishul Acher Bishul. Okay? So therefore, let's say you have a boiled piece of chicken. You have a piece of chicken that was boiled in a pot of chicken soup. So now it's outside, it was in the refrigerator. I'd be allowed to stick that into a Kli Rishon on Shabbos, even though normally Kli Rishon is Mevashel. It is going to be mutter to put back into a Kli Rishon. Now why? Because of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. There's no Bishul, there's no problem of Bishul Achar Bishul. Okay, so that is how we passkin over here in Siman Shin Yud Ches Siv Dalid. However, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, very importantly, in Siv Katan Lame Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah tells in Siv Katan Lame Gimel that Evi could put it into a Kli Rishon. Aval lo yitnu le Kli Rishon she'omid al gabi ha'esh. However, you should not place the boiled chicken, or for that, anything that was boiled, anything that was cooked before Shabbos, you should not place it into a Kli Rishon that is right now presently on a fire. It's on the blech, whatever it might be, it's on the fire. If it's on the fire itself, you should not put the piece of chicken into the pot of food. Why not? If you say, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, that should be mutter also. Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. So the Shart Sin over here in Osman Vav gives a couple different perhaps possibilities why the Poskim Paskim this is Usser. Either it's one of the Durabanan Gezeras that we're not really ready for yet, the Gezerah of Chazara, not to return things to a fire on Shabbos. Perhaps that's the problem, or perhaps the problem over here is that we're Machmir for Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is exactly that. That even though we say Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, however, we say Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul if it's on the fire. If the pot is on the fire, to place it back onto the fire, that's going to be problematic. Therefore, according to this halacha lemaisa, what comes out is that I could take something that was cooked, it was boiled before Shabbos, and I could place it into a Kli Rishon again in order to warm it up. That's not going to be a problem. Anything that you could think of, anything that was cooked, you could go ahead and place it back into the Kli Rishon again. That is going to be mutter 100%. Fine. That's in terms of putting things back on it. That's in terms of the concept that we have of Bishul Achar Bishul. The problem is, we haven't really discussed what's considered Bishul. At what point is the food considered cooked? We know there are certain things that have different levels of cookedness. Partially cooked, it's half cooked, three quarters cooked. How much does the food have to be cooked in order for me to say Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, that I'd be allowed to put it back into a Kli Rishon on Shabbos? And this is a major machlokes in the Rishonim. The Shita of the Rashba is, if you've heard the concept called Machal ben Drusai, Drusai was a bandit. He was on the go all the time. He was stealing things. He's on the go, and therefore he did not have a lot of time to cook his food. And therefore, it's machlokes in Rashi and the Rambam. He cooked the food a third of the way, or he cooked the food a half of the way. Okay, either which way, the food is not completely cooked. Let's say it's half cooked. Okay, so according to the Rashba, once food is considered at this level of Machal ben Drusai, since some people would eat it al yidei dechak, that's considered cooked already. And therefore, so long as it's reached the level of half cooked, let's say the normal cooking time is 20 minutes, and it's only been cooked for 10 minutes, at that point it's considered cooked already, and I'd be allowed to return it to a Kli Rishon on Shabbos. That's the Shita of the Rashba. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds that the only way to do Bishul Achar Bishul, to re-put things into hot water on Shabbos, is only when, if it is completely cooked. Mivushal kol tzarko. Only if it's completely cooked, then you are allowed to return it to a heat source on Shabbos. And that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. Halacha lemaisa, how do we paskin this important shaila? Mavish could be very, very halacha lemaisa. We paskin the shaila like the shita of the Rambam. We hold the only time to return something on Shabbos to any type of heat source, even though it's cooked before Shabbos, it's only if it was cooked completely. It's only cooked completely, which comes to a very another halacha lemaisa example. Someone likes to, let's say, his mother puts up the cholent Friday night. Okay, the cholent's cooking on the blech all night long. Okay, but we all know, at Friday night, sometimes you like to steal a little cholent. You like to steal a little cholent, you get hungry. 12 o'clock at night, you want to steal the cholent, and you return to the fire without getting to with all the tnai chazaras. Are you allowed to do this? So, perhaps this should be, this is absolutely mutter. Why not take the food, and I'll return to the fire. Whether you're allowed to return this to the fire is only going to be dependent if what? If the cholent is completely cooked. Okay? If there is going to be any parts of the cholent that's not completely cooked. Okay, let's say the beans are not cooked, or the potatoes are not cooked, or for that matter, the meat is not completely cooked, it would be absolutely usur for me to take the cholent from the fire, because I'm going to take it off and I'm going to put it back on again, and that is going to be re-cooking the cholent. For other reasons, without getting to right now, you can't even stir it and take it off from the pot. Okay, we're not ready for that yet. But to take it off and put it back on now onto the fire, if the cholent is completely cooked, it's been cooking all Friday, and let's say it's been cooking all Friday, so therefore it's going to be mutter for me to take the cholent and put it back onto the fire again with all the tnai chazaras that we have not discussed. However, if the barley is not cooked, the beans are not cooked, or the meat is not cooked, and sometimes most things are cooked, let's say you have on the top of the pot some things that are not, let's say, cooked or didn't get mixed well, it's going to be very problematic to return that cholent to the pot because we pass like the Rambam. According to the Rashba, there would be no problem. Or it's cooked halfway. But according to the Rambam, we would have to be machmir not to go ahead and return this to the fire. Okay, so that is in terms of bishul achar bishul. We hold the general halacha is ein bishul achar bishul. We love ein bishul achar bishul, but only when it's fully cooked. If it's not been fully cooked, then I absolutely cannot return it to the fire. So far, we're really talking about ein bishul achar bishul. Bishul achar afia. There are different types of cooking that we know that are different. According to Chazal, we might call it all cooking. But in the words of Chazal, there is cooking, which is through a liquid medium. That is what is called bishul. And there's cooking all day fire in your oven, on your barbecue, which is called sli. Okay, that's called sli or afia. That we're going to talk about next time, about bishul achar tzli or tzli achar bishul. That is a separate talk. Right now we're talking about something that has been cooked in some type of liquid, and now I want to return it to that liquid. Okay, so that is in terms of this machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba and the general din of bishul achar bishul. However, comes the rush on the sugya in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph in the Rush in Masechet Shabbos, and the Rush is bothered by two Rashis in Chas. Okay, without getting to these Rashis, one's on Yud Chesam and Aleph, another's on Lamed Zayin. Rashi holds in two different places, seems to hold against our Klal of this Mishnah of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. In two different places, it sounds that like Rashi holds Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul. So the Rush is very bothered by these Rashis, who seems to be against a Mefurish Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos. So comes the Rush with a historically alternating shita that changes halacha forever. He says, Pshat in Rashi is the following. That although we hold of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul from that Mishnah that we started off the shir with, however, that's only a bayadavar yavesh. That's only by a cooked, solid food. However, by davar lach, by a liquid food, by something that's a liquid drink for that matter, for by liquid, we hold yesh bishul achar bishul. Okay, so the Rush once again, he is mechalik based on these Rashis. He is mechalik between bishul achar bishul bedavar yavish and bishul achar bishul bedavar lach. Yesh bishul achar bishul bedavar bedavar lach. Ein bishul achar bishul bedavar yavish. So you're allowed to put or recook the foods if it's a davar yavish, or reheat it by liquids that have gone and cooled down, you are not allowed to re-put that, even though these liquids have been cooked before. First of all, we should know, not everyone holds like this. Pshat, in the Rambam,
The Pashtos, the Rambam is not mechalik between Dover Yavish and Dover Lach. The Pashtos, the Rambam held that there is no chiluk like this, and he disagreed with Rashi's, or at least the Rush's, understanding of Rashi. However, that is the Shita of the Rush, and there are other Rishon, the Rabbeinu Yonah also holds like the Rush against the Rambam. Okay? Halacha l'mais. How do we paskin? The Shulchan Aruch over here in Simen Shin Yeches makes this chiluk between Davar Yavish and Davar Lach. Listen to his Lashon. He says, Tashel Shiniz Bashel called Tzarkel. If you have a Tashel, usually a Tashel is talking about something that has liquid in it. If it's been cooked completely, Yesh Bo Mishum Bishel Im Nitzdanein, says the Mechaber, there is Bishel if it cools down. And now you reheat the liquid, that is a problem of Bishel Achar Bishel. Okay, and then he goes on and says like this, Vahani Mili Shiyesh Bo Bishel Achar Bishel B'tashel Shiyesh Bo Marak. That's if there's some type of liquid, some type of soup in this tashel. Aval Dover Shini Spashel Kvar V'hu Yavish, but something that is being cooked and it's a Dover Yavish, it's a dry food. Mutter Lishros of Achavim B'Shabbos, you could return it to hot water on Shabbos because of Ein Bishel Achar Bishel. So clearly, the Das of Achavar is that Yesh Bo Bishel, Yesh Bo Bishel Achar Bishel, the Dover Lach, Ein Bishel Achar Bishel, the Dover Yavish, like the Shita of the Rush, B'Shem Rash. That is how the Mechaber goes ahead and paskins Halach L'mais. Let me ask you guys, what's the Svara? Why would we Mechalik between Dover Yavish and Dover Lach? L'chora, Yesh Bo Bishel Achar Bishel, or Ein Bishel Achar Bishel? Why would we make such a difference? What's the difference between a Dover Yavish and a Dover Lach? You want to try? Yes, Sam.
Cooks quicker.
So what? Yeah. So good, it cooks quicker. That's good. Why does that matter? Yes, well, let's go. Yes.
So like something like a liquid or like water. If you boil it, it's hot, and then when you stop boiling, it's the same thing as before.
Excellent. That's Kramer, and he is mechaving to the Achronim who explained this following chiluk. It's a very simple chiluk. If you take your chicken and you cook, you boil up your chicken, what happens with it? You have a new thing. Before it was basically unedible chicken, and now it is cooked chicken. And even after the chicken cools down, it's still a cooked piece of chicken that just cooled down. Well, let me ask you something. You boil up water. So it was cold water. Now it's hot water. There's definitely a big chiluk between cold water and hot water. Hot water you want to make your cup of coffee with. Cold water you don't want to make your cup of coffee with. Okay, hot water is obviously must use much differently than cold water. So there's a major difference, and a change happens to the water. But what happens then, the water then goes and cools down, it basically returns back to its original state again. And therefore, if I go ahead and reheat it again, so I'm going to be making it better again, as opposed to a cold piece of chicken. Okay, a cold piece of chicken, it tastes a little better when it's warm, but it's not a big change in the chicken. And therefore, that's the chiluk, the achronim right, between a davar yavish and a davar lach, and therefore, that's why we say, yesh bo bishum bishal achar bishal b'davar lach, ain't bishal achar bishal b'davar yavish. Okay, so that is how we paskin halacha l'maisa. However, the Ramah throws in a very, very important line, and very interestingly, he does not throw it in over here in Sif Dalid. He waits till the end of our simon in Sif Tezvav, in Shin Yechas Tezvav, and he says the following line that also makes very, very big mafkaminas in halacha for us Ashkenazim. Says the Ramah, V'yesh mekilin lomar, dekol shein nosnal gabi esha hakir mazrak samachla filu stein motor, v'nagul ahakil bezeh im lo nitstanin legamre, kamosh kesati l'alba simen reish nun gimel. Says the Ramah, that if I ask you, what does it mean to cool down? What does that mean to cool down? Generally in halacha, we talk about a certain temperature called yad seledisbo is the marker between cooked water and non-cooked water, cooked solid liquids and non-cooked liquids. That's generally the marker, yad seledisbo. So if you ask me, I would say anything that reaches under the level of yad seledisbo, let's say it's about 105 degrees Fahrenheit, okay, if it goes underneath that level, so therefore I would say that's already nistanein, and I would not be allowed to heat it up again past 105 degrees Fahrenheit. Yad seledisbo. However, based on this Ramah, he says, no, we could be more makel. When it comes to bishul achar bishul, b'davar lach, says the Ramah, so long as it's not been nistanein legamre, so long as that cooled down completely, we can still treat it as a hot liquid, and therefore I could go ahead and
heat it up again. Okay, what does it mean not nisan legamre? So some many people say it just means a little bit more than room temperature, a little bit warmer than that. Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal, he holds that it has to be still, you would still drink it as a hot drink. Let's say a hot drink, it's not 105 degrees, but you'd still call it a hot cup of coffee, you'd still call it a hot bowl of soup, even though it's not piping hot, but it's a little bit more than warm, that at that point it's still considered hot, and I would be able still to reheat it. And therefore there becomes a major nafkamina between the Ashkenazim and the Sfardim. The Sfardim hold, no, Yatzel Lettuce Bo is the marker, anything dips below Yatzel Lettuce Bo, they're not allowed to reheat it again. However, Ashkenazim, we are makel over here that so long it's not being stand the gamer, it's a little bit warm still, so at that point, one is allowed to reheat it again, because we would hold in this case that it's still considered hot, and therefore you would not have to worry about warming it up over here. However, in this we're going to have to go the Amkus a little bit, one more level over here. What's Pshat in the Ramah? Yesh Lachkor. We can look at this Ramah in two ways, and major nafkaminas are going to come out of it. Number one, do we say that the Ramah really holds that Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul B'davar Lach? However, he gives a more lenient view on how to say it. That may be the most pashut way of saying it. He agrees with the Machaber, Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul B'davar Lach. However, he has a more lenient view of what this is nitzdan. Or perhaps you could say that really the Ramah held that we really paskin like the Rambam, there's really no chiluk between Davar Yavish and Davar Lach. However, we want to be somewhat machmir for the shitas that hold that there is a problem. Therefore, we say, as long as it's not nitzdan legamre, you can go ahead and still warm up. I know it's just like a Darabonan. It's not really Daraisa. According to the first side, it's really Daraisa. Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul B'davar Lach means mid Daraisa. We hold there's still another Bishul over here. Okay? And over here he gives a more Makel sheet. Or do we say it's not really mid Daraisa? We don't really hold Bishul Achar Bishul B'davar Lach. We hold it's only an Isser Darabonan. Darabonan Ba'alma want to be Machmir because there are sheetas that hold that are Machmir in general. And this, with two ways of looking at, becomes a Machlokas in the Achron and the Magen Avram. And the Igle Tal, they both hold that the Ramah held Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul B'davar Lach, and he was Mekel like the first way we set it out before. However, the Chazon Ish and Lamed Zayin Yigimel and Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Gris Moshe, or a Chaim, Chelek Dalitzim and Ayin Dalit Oz Beis, they both write that really be Karon, we pass them like the Rishonim that hold Ein Bishul Achar Bishul Afilu B'davar Lach. Afilu B'davar Lach. However, we're machmir in Kol Zman in Stanley Gamri, we are machmir. Okay? And even Rosh Shlomo Zalman, who seems to be sort of misupak between these two ways, in the end, in Mincha Shlomo, Simon Lamadel, Sof, Oskov Gimel, sounds like he also sides with Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Chazon Ish. So you have three of the Gedoli Olam HaPoskim HaChronim, Chazon Ish, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Moshe, who seem to be the more Makel Shita. It holds that it's just a chumra ba'alma, this whole thing, when it is mitzdanein legamri. You have to hold like it. The Ramah still says it's mitzdanein legamri. We are not allowed to reheat the liquids. And this becomes the major din of, unfortunately, in many kitchens, America, they're not so makbid on this, that on Shabbos you'll see people reheating liquids. We hold you're not allowed to reheat liquids. Once liquids have become room temperature, kal v'chomer, if they've been put in the fridge overnight after Friday night dinner, we hold maker to din, you are not allowed to warm up that food on Shabbos morning. No matter how you spin it, when you get that food that's going to be hot, it is going to be, that would be Bishul, Achar Bishul, B'davar Lach. However, since we pass in like this more Makel Shita, so there's a couple important nafkaminas. Okay, now we're not nafkaminas, not only because of this Shita, because of the whole din. Number one is in terms of Bidiyevit. In terms of Bidiyevit, what if someone does warm up liquids? So for two reasons, we have Makel that one could go ahead and eat it. Like I've said many times, it's not our job, we don't have to say anything to our parents about this. In our homes, we're going to be mapping it. But let's say someone does this and warms up food, and it becomes more than Yatsa Lettuce Bo. Can we go ahead and eat the food, or do we say, like we learned in the first year of Maisa Shabbos, that this is a problem of Maisa Shabbos? So number one is, what we have, what to rely on is what we said before in the first year, Safek Plugta, right? We saw before, when one Shita holds that it's Mutter L'chatchila, we're allowed to rely on it B'dievet. So since the Rambam holds, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul B'davar Lach, the Rashba also held like the Rambam. That is their two big Shitas in the Rishonim that hold, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul B'davar Lach, even though that Shita is not brought down over here in Shulchan Aruch,
L'chora, one can rely on that shita, b'di'evit, that the food is not going to become aser. And number two is the fact that we pass like this Chaz Nation, Rav Moshe, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, that in the end of the day, this is only an iser d'rabbanan. So also we have the shitas that hold by an iser d'rabbanan, we can be more makel on Maisa Shabbos for these reasons. And for these reasons, I believe one is allowed to go ahead. If you're eating at someone else's house, even your parents' house, and they go ahead and warm up food that had liquid in it, nevertheless, you're allowed to eat the food. It does not become aser b'di'evit. And the Mishnah Berurah passes this halacha l'maisa in Shar Tzion and Sifkat and Samach Aleph. He passes the halacha l'maisa that it is going to be mutter. And also, Moreh of Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal in later on in Chelek Gimel in Simon Shin Chav Vav. Sifkat and Lamed Aleph Dibor Masl Heter. Shin Chav Vav Dibor Masl Heter. I'll read it inside for you. You have Rav Nevinzal's Mishnah Berurah, you look inside. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal Divar Masl Heter. He says, Vafilu nitstan ligamrim. Ligamri. Impatach mutu lihanos mehem. Even if you did it, you could still get enough from it. Shilainyan maisa Shabbos yislismach b'diavad ala sovrim d'belach li'olam ein bishlach or bishl. He brings down our first svara. And it's a suffix plukta, since there's those shitas that hold its mutter l'chatchila, we could samech on those shitas b'diavid, and the food is not going to become aser. Two last shilas, and we'll call it a night. Number one is, we haven't really discussed what is considered a davar lach and what's considered a davar yavish. Okay, we have certain things that are clearly a davar yavish. A roasted peach is a piece of chicken. A boiled piece, obviously that's a davar yavish. But what about, let's say, chicken with sauce? Meatballs with sauce. What do we go after the sauce? Do we go after the meatballs? What is considered, is it a davar lach or is it a davar yavish? Okay, so it goes like this. Based on the Mishnah Berurah, Yalkut Yosef, and other posting, they say the following gedder. Following gedder is like this. If you have, let's say, meat with sauce or chicken with sauce, so if you just have like the sauce, let's say a barbecue sauce, just sitting on top of the chicken, that is still considered a davar yavish. However, if you have a lot of excess sauce, and there's a lot of it's a pan full of sauce, and you have chicken inside the sauce, or a lot of excess sauce spilling over the sides, then that is going to be considered a davar lach. It's a davar yavish with a davar lach, but the davar lach part is not mutter to go ahead and reheat on Shabbos. Okay? Kavah Chomer, says the Mishnah Berurah, for sure, though. Let's say you have a davar yavish, and when you warm up things, sometimes the oils come out. When you warm up things, that for sure is considered a davar yavish. That's not considered a davar lach. If even the sauce on top of it is not considered a davar lach, so for sure, just the sauce inside that comes out when you warm it up is not considered a davar lach. That's considered a davar yavish. So, halach l'maisa, if you have regular chicken, you want to warm it up, even the sauce is going to come out, the oils are going to come out, that's going to be mutter to warm up on Shabbos. That's not going to be a problem. And even if it has sauce sitting on top of the chicken, that's also going to be mutter. However, if you have a lot of excess sauce sitting in the pan, other than the chicken, then that's going to be usher to warm up on Shabbos. So a very simple eight. So what you can do in that case is, let's say you have a pan of chicken with lots of sauce, so you take your fork and you pull out the chicken out of the sauce and you can put it in a separate pan and then you go ahead and warm up. And even if it has sauce sitting on top of the piece of chicken we just said, that's going to be mutter. So all you do is pull the piece of chicken out of the sauce, and then you go ahead and warm it up, and that would not be a problem of warming it up on Shabbos. It would not be a problem of bishul achar bishul. And the last shaila is a lot of times, let's say, you have your soup ladle. You have your soup ladle, or for that matter, a spoon that you've used recently, and it has droplets of water on it. It drops on the water. Are you allowed to now dip it into, let's say, the pot of soup, the kli rishon? Or do we say that's bishul achar bishul? These are cool, the droplets of water that have now cooled down. So the Igros Moshe, Chelek Dalet Ayin Dalet Os Yotet HaMevin Yavin, this is going to be Rav Moshe Feinstein Lishitasa. He holds the following. He says we have a chilek between, is the droplets of water on the ladle or on the spoon, droplets of water that have been cooked previously. And if they've been cooked previously, remember, according to Rav Moshe, he held Nikar to Dinam Riyad Big Paskin, Ein Bishal Acher Bishal, even Bedavar Lach. So says Rav Moshe over here, since he's a droplet, not so chashev. And they've been cooked anyways. And you're not really getting hana from these one or two drops on the spoon or ladle. If it's been cooked already, this the liquid on it, you could reinsert the ladle into the soup pot. You could put the spoon into your kli rishon cup of hot drink and go ahead and mix it around. You don't have to worry about those droplets. However, If you just wash the spoon in the sink, and therefore the droplets of water have not been cooked before, it's just droplets of water from the sink, in that case, if Moshe finds it held, you would have to dry it off, because then you have to worry about Ramesh Bishel, it's not anything that's been cooked already previously. Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashav held a little differently. They held that even if it's been cooked before, one should rather be machmer. However, they have another eitzah. And all they say is the following. All you have to do is take your spoon or your ladle and shake it out a couple times. You shake it out a couple times. You're showing that it's not chashiv. You don't care about these droplets of water. And therefore, it says, if after you shake that a couple times, you show it, you have the droplets of water at the bottom of your coffee cup. And you want to put the hot water in, you shake it out a couple times. Even if there's still a little bit of residue of water, there's still a little bit of water sitting at the bottom of the cup, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to take your towel and sit there really getting every single thing because you showed it's not chashiv to you anymore. And they are not mechalik even between it's been cooked before, it's not been cooked before. Once you've shaked it out to show that you don't care about these droplets of water, Me'ikar Adin, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Yoshev all held that it would be mutter to place it back into the hot pot, even if it's a Kli Rishon, and you would not have to worry about those things. So that is the sugya of Bishul Acher Bishul. I hope we get this down, Mizrat Hashem, next time. It would be after Ben Ezvanim. We'll continue from over here. And we will discuss Bishul Acher Afiyah and many other things that are very, very halacha l'maisa on Shabbos. Ad kan for today.